This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In your health today, women and birth control. Among women who use birth control pills, there's growing popularity for what's called continuous contraception. Taking birth control hormones every day of the month to eliminate menstrual periods for 3 months, 4 months, even a year or more. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Heidi Matari is 28 years old, lives in Seattle, is single, and works in health research.
You take your normal pack of birth control pills, which has 21 active pills in it, and then normally you would take the 7 spacer pills afterwards. So I just throw out those spacer pills and start a new pack.
And the next month, Matari does the same thing. She's been doing this for about 6 years. Not only is it effective birth control, but it's reduced the uncomfortable symptoms, cramps, bloating, and feeling sick, that accompanied her monthly periods. Matari says she doesn't miss that at all.
I do hear that kind of talk, like you're supposed to be missing it, but realistically, I don't. I don't miss it at all. I mean, I don't think I ever really enjoyed getting my period before, so I don't miss it now.
Yeah, take your blood pressure. Go ahead there. How have you been doing?
Good. Dr. Leslie Miller is an OBGYN at Seattle's Harborview Medical Center. Matari used to be one of her patients. Dr. Miller says more and more of her patients are taking birth control hormones without a break.
When a woman then uses something like the birth control pill, every day becomes the same hormonally. She has a set dose of progestin and a set dose of estrogen. She takes the pill. Those hormones are absorbed. There's a maximum blood level within 1 to 2 hours. It then begins to fall, and by 12 hours, there's a nadir, or very low level of these two hormones. And by 24 hours, she needs another pill.
And if hormone production is lowered every day, then there's no buildup of the uterine lining and therefore no need to shed it. When women are on traditional 21 days on, 7 days off birth control, monthly periods are artificial anyway, says endocrinologist Sheldon Siegel, a longtime contraceptive researcher at New York's Population Council. Artificial because they're not shedding an unfertilized egg along with the uterine lining. They're just bleeding. And monthly bleeding, says Siegel, was actually a marketing decision made decades ago when the pill was first developed.
Their marketers felt at that time that an oral contraceptive might or might not be accepted by the public. Those were different times, you have to remember.
Taking away ovulation was already a big change, says Siegel. It might be too much to also take away monthly periods.
You have to remember also that this was a time that was before the drugstore pregnancy tests, so that if a woman was not bleeding or not having a regular menstrual period, she wouldn't know whether she was pregnant or not. There would be an anxiety about unintended pregnancy. So that was another reason why the marketer felt that it would be better to have a 1 week off period to allow this artificial menses to occur.
Ironically, Siegel says it's not all that natural to menstruate as much as women do today anyway. The average American woman has 450 periods during her lifetime. In early human history, he says, women menstruated a lot less.
The usual pattern was for a young woman, young female, moving around in nomadic tribes, always exposed to males, to become pregnant as soon as she showed the first signs of sexual maturity, of the menarche, and then being either pregnant or lactating for the rest of her life.
Dr. Kirtley Parker-Jones is an OBGYN at the University of Utah. Jones says that for years, women physicians have controlled their own menstruation.
In fact, I just did an exam for a female OBGYN physician today, and I asked her when her last period was, and she said, I don't know, 3 years. I only have periods when I want to get pregnant.
And when women stop the pills to get pregnant, Jones says fertility returns pretty quickly.
90% of them are pregnant within 1 year, and about 50% of them are pregnant in 6 months. And most people are back achieving some pregnancies in the first 2 months after pills.
Jones says taking birth controls continuously carries the same risks as taking them for 21 days with a 7-day break. In rare instances, women suffer blood clots, stroke, or heart attack. Controlled studies have looked only at 1 year of continuous contraception and showed no increased risks. Jones says big multi-year studies probably aren't feasible because women taking part would have to promise not to get pregnant for 3, 5, even 10 years. Jones says there's powerful evidence from years of experience with patients on 21-day pill cycles that suggest continuous birth control is also safe.
Remember, we've had pills for 40 years. And remember that that millions and millions for at any given time, about 30% of women of reproductive years are taking hormonal contraception. So 30% of what might be 50 million women ends up being about 15 million women times 40 years is a lot of information.
Long-term research on 21-day birth control regimens show hormonal contraception is highly protective against uterine and ovarian cancers. Less is known about breast cancer, but Jones says early data from women now in their 60s who took the pill during their reproductive years indicates no increased risk of breast cancer later in life. The FDA is expected to decide within a month on an application from Wyeth Pharmaceuticals to market the first oral contraception intended to be taken every day of the month. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.